are Democrats.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Candace Owens, I love Candace Owens, and she is an emerging superstar in the Republican Party, and has her own podcast and has all kinds of. She is a rising star. I want you to hear real quick from Catherine Clark. If you don't know who Catherine Clark is, she is a congresswoman, a Democrat from Massachusetts. And she is also the assistant speaker of the House, the second, I guess, in command to, Steny Hoyer is actually second, but a close third is Catherine Clark. She was on MSNBC this morning, and this was her reaction to the January 6th news, the committee, the commission. And it's kind of funny that now that... they've lopped off Jim Jordan and Banks from Arizona. And it looks like there may be no, although they're going to have hearings next week. And Liz Cheney's going to be there. And Adam Kinzinger, I guess, is the latest addition to that committee. It's going nowhere because it's tinged with politics. But... this is Catherine Clark, the Assistant Speaker of the House from Massachusetts.
What we saw yesterday with the Speaker's action was putting integrity back into the process. This has always been about one thing, the truth. Let's follow the facts wherever they lead us. And that has been our commitment as Democrats to the American people. Let's go back and look at the beginning of this commission. We had the grieving mother of Officer Sicknick coming and pleading with Republicans to set up an independent commission where they could appoint members, equal numbers, take it out of the political realm into an independent 9/11 style commission. Those calls, those cries fell on deaf ears. That was voted down after months of negotiation with the ranking member, a Republican, John Katko of New York. It was just tossed aside by Republicans. Mm-hmm. Kevin McCarthy does not want to look at the truth of this. There is a party of facts, that's the Democrats, and there is a party of falsehoods, that's the Republicans.
There's another group of people, and it's right-minded people that see this as a political commission, and people aren't going to believe it. People are not going to accept it. They just are not. Stay where you are. When we come back, the coordinator of the White House Corona 19 coordinator, and one of the things that I want to hear from him is what is it that the feds are actually doing now that we have this big spike? Okay? So, and this becomes kind of a what have you done for me lately? Operation Warp Speed was great. But then you say, well, what have you done for me lately? You have a new administration. Well, we're 6 months into the administration. What have they done? And what are they doing today? The coordinator for the White House COVID-19 Task Force, you'll hear from him coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now at 431, watch out for some slick roads in some areas with that flash flood watch in effect this afternoon. Also, do expect some heavy volumes on the 15 right now, both directions. Mainly between Owens and Russell, you're only going about 35 miles per hour on the freeway. Those lane restrictions, they're contributing to some backups in a couple of areas. 515 westbound at Eastern, US 95 eastbound at Rancho. You'll tap the brakes there as you funnel down from 4 to 2 lanes. We're also getting some slow flows there. 95 westbound at Decatur, 215 west at Tenaya, and overnight road work continues. 15 north at Spring Mountain. The left lanes close at 8 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Interesting comments made by Raiders general manager Mike Mayock appearing on the NFL Roadshow with Lindsey Rhodes referred to the relationship between head coach John Gruden and quarterback Derek Carr almost as if it's a corny marriage, as they obviously have a very good relationship. Also, when speaking of his relationship with Gruden, he said that the two do have strong personalities and sometimes get behind closed doors and can really go at each other. But when they walk out, they are still in a place where they've got a good working relationship. UNLV football, not a lot of optimism for this year. They are the preseason last place team in the predicted order of finish in the Mountain West Conference. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door.
Beta.
He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you don't know who Jeff Zients is, Z-I-E-N-T-S, he is the White House coordinator for the COVID-19 task force. And they had a presser today. They had a news conference today, and they're trying to explain to America why, on their watch, we've got this surge of COVID-19. Because the buck does kind of stop there. But Jeff Zients, the White House coordinator, tried to make the best of it today, and I want you to listen to this is cut six. And listen to how Jeff Zients tries to put the best face on what is a pretty nasty situation, especially here in Clark County, where we're masking up again, believe it or not. Listen to this.
Last week, we announced $400 million in American Rescue Plan funding for 1,540 small rural hospitals for COVID-19 to increase testing capacity in rural America. And today, as part of our efforts to reach more vulnerable individuals, we're making an additional $1.6 billion investment in American Rescue Plan funding to bolster testing and mitigation measures in high-risk congregate settings, including homeless shelters, mental health and substance abuse treatment centers, domestic violence shelters, and prison systems. These resources will help local health officials and communities identify potential outbreaks before they happen and prevent the further spread of COVID-19. Our COVID-19 surge response teams are also working with governors and local public health officials to identify specific needs on the ground and provide federal resources and support to fight outbreaks due to the spread of the Delta variant. We are now providing CDC's technical expertise, including on genetic sequencing, data analysis, and outbreak response, to Missouri, Illinois, and Colorado. FEMA will be deploying mobile vaccination clinics in North Carolina. And today, HHS Secretary Becerra is traveling to Nevada, where we have deployed federal resources and 100 personnel from FEMA and HHS to support local health officials as they work to mitigate the spread of Delta and increase vaccinations. In closing, our whole of government response continues to do everything we can to get more Americans fully vaccinated and protected from the virus and help states and communities curb the spread of the Delta variant. As the president said last night, it's up to each and every single American to do their own part. We know everyone's vaccination journey is different. We are ready to get more Americans vaccinated whenever, wherever they're ready. So please, if you are unvaccinated, consider vaccination today. It's free, it's available, it's easy, it works, and it's never, never been more important.
And then there's the Surgeon General. Let's go to cut five, because this to me was amazing. The federal government trying to explain why on their watch this spike is happening, why they can't get to 70% herd immunity, and they're trying to explain it away. Vivek Murthy is the Surgeon General. And I want you to listen, because this to me, talking about what I call the friends and family approach to defeating COVID-19, this is cut number five. This is Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General.
But very importantly, we're also increasingly asking vaccinated people to help get their family and friends vaccinated. And the importance of this last item, family and friends, talking to family and friends, is underscored by recent data, which found that one out of five adults who were unsure about the vaccine in January have now been vaccinated. And when asked what changed their mind, it was talking to family, friends, and their doctors, and seeing that people they knew had been safely vaccinated. So we need to keep having these conversations, reminding people that vaccination is still the best way to keep our family and friends safe from the worst outcomes of COVID-19. The second way that we're gaining ground against the virus is by addressing health misinformation. Last week, I issued a Surgeon General's advisory to call the nation's attention to the threat of health misinformation. Since then, we have continued to emphasize what individuals can do to stop health misinformation in its tracks. That includes asking everyone to raise their own bar for sharing health information by checking to make sure that it's backed by credible scientific sources. As we say in the advisory, if you're not sure, don't share.
And that's a nice slogan. I don't know that it's going to work. In fact, I have my doubts. And for those of you out there that are adamant about not getting the vaccine, any of them, I would love to hear from you if this friends and family idea is something that appeals to you. And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim Dallas know that you're a first-time caller. We'll give you some extra love. We'll move you up in line, and we'll get you on the air. We'll let you speak your piece. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Coach Pete knows that 3 initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
As our state continues to reopen, there is one word that's been consistent throughout the entire pandemic: community. Now more than ever, Nevadans are pulling together to help, comfort, and even pitch in. If you're looking to get more active in your community, Nevada Volunteers can help. NevadaVolunteers.org is an easy way to find volunteer opportunities in your area with organizations that share your passion. From working with animals, arts and culture, children, or disaster relief, NevadaVolunteers.org is the gateway to many community organizations who could benefit from someone like you. Looking to help out the environment? How about equality and social justice? Or health and hunger issues? NevadaVolunteers.org has a full listing of volunteer opportunities in your area. To learn more about volunteering, visit NevadaVolunteers.org. That's NevadaVolunteers.org.
This message, sponsored by Nevada Volunteers, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Captain Sam Brown, a Republican U.S. Senate candidate here in Nevada. He's got an amazing, compelling personal story that he will share with you coming up in just a bit. By the way, if you missed Danielle Alvarez, what a powerful interview that was earlier today here on the station. Republican National Committee Communications Director and a Cuban-American with relatives that fled Castro's Cuba. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about the protests in the streets, the protests in the streets of Miami and Houston and all over America. People are in solidarity with the Cuban people. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers always go out to them. If you missed a portion of that interview earlier, Danielle Alvarez, you'll want to hear it coming up about 5:35. Gentleman Jim Dallas standing by, and you know this whole story of the Cuban Americans here in the United States, the Cuban folks in Cuba, and their quest for freedom. But it is interesting how different administrations have dealt with Cuba over the last 6, 7, 8, 9 years.
Yeah, and you can even go all the way back to John F. Kennedy and the way he handled, as a Democrat, the Cuban Missile Crisis, in contrast to Democrat President Joe Biden's administration and the way he treated this latest crisis down there. He was silent for how many days, Kevin, after they basically stood up and said, it's not about the vaccine, it's about communism. We've had it. I could just imagine what it was like for people who owned properties or owned businesses back in 1959 when the revolution happened, and then the government confiscated everything from them. And it's been that way for, six decades. So these people are probably... They see a weakness in the administration there in Cuba, and they've probably never been so weak. But I was looking at Breitbart, which is a great site to get a lot of good news. I was about ready to say conservative news, but it's news. It's news. It's what the mainstream media doesn't talk about. And Mike Pompeo, who was the Secretary of State under... President Trump, he's talking about the differences in how lackadaisical the Obama administration was and now into the Joe Biden administration. Remember, it was Kennedy that started the boycott of everything from Cuba, and all the way through George W. Bush, and then Obama comes along and tries to normalize the relations with a communist country. And Pompeo was talking about it was so flippant during at least the Obama years, in his opinion, that Obama wanted to go to a baseball game when he was pressed in Cuba.
I remember that. Yes. I remember that.
It's just amazing how they would just basically say, hey, it's a beautiful nation. I'm the president. Let's go watch a baseball game. So there's a real disconnect there. But there's also, you can see the difference between the Democrat Party of John F. Kennedy and where we are today with the Democrat Party, because they're almost sympathizers. They waited, I don't know how many days, Kevin. It was more than 48 hours before they basically said, it wasn't, they were tired of the mask mandate. They're tired of communism. Oh, that's what they were talking about.
Well, and today, what I would say is a tepid response with sanctions on individuals, and a lot of it, is stuff that is already in existence. I mean, they don't need sanctions for it. It's already forbidden. That's why Danielle Alvarez will fill in some of the blanks coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity. With the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The big question right now is, what will the CDC, what will the government do relative to the mask policy? And I found it interesting today at the briefing, the press conference in Washington, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, tried to answer a question about will they clarify their mask policy, which means will they add to it. Let's go to cut four real quick. And this is Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC.
I've been talking to epidemiologists, and one of their concerns is that the CDC's masking policy lacked teeth, so most people just took it to mean they didn't need to wear a mask at all. San Francisco is now contemplating requiring proof of vaccination to get into bars and restaurants. Other people have suggested that masking regulations change if cases go above 5 per 100,000. Are there any thoughts in the works of either clarifying or changing CDC's masking policy?
Thank you, Elizabeth. As we have said consistently, the greatest risk right now is to those who are unvaccinated. And we have consistently and repeatedly said, if you are unvaccinated, you need to be wearing a mask to protect yourself and others around you. And we need more people to get vaccinated to stop this pandemic. So overall, the CDC recommendations haven't changed. Fully vaccinated people are protected from severe illness. And we've always said that communities and individuals need to make the decisions that are right for them based on what's going on in their local areas. So if you're in an area that has a high case rate and low rates of vaccination where Delta cases are rising, you should certainly be wearing a mask if you are unvaccinated. If you are vaccinated, you get exceptional protection from the vaccines, but you have the opportunity to make the personal choice to add extra layers of protection if you so choose.
So there you have it. And Dr. Rochelle Walensky, I was hoping for something a little more definitive on what's going to happen with the masking and the vaccinations, which they vaccinations just aren't getting it done. And we see these spikes, and if you see the map, and when you're watching Fox or CNN, one of the other cable news channels, you'll see the map that shows where all these infections are, this spike is, and we are at ground zero.